Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about the Jamaica Badminton Association's plans to host the upcoming Caribbean Regional Badminton Championships. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. From August 7 to 15, the Alfred Sangster Auditorium at the University of Technology will become the badminton center of the region as Jamaica hosts the 2014 Caribbean Regional Badminton Championships. Jamaica will be looking to reclaim its former glory in the sport by scoring major victories at all levels of the competition. However, the island will face stiff competition from other dominant teams in the region.
Countries that are down to participate is Barbados, Suriname, Guyana, and Dominican Republic. Those are the confirmed countries apart from Jamaica who should be attending the games. But it's still actually the stronger countries that are coming, so the quality of play would still be high.
President of the Jamaica Badminton Association, Robert Richards. The competition gets started with the junior players who will participate in the under 11, under 13, under 15 and under 17 categories. Expect the competition to get even more intense when the under 19 and senior players hit the courts.
We'll be having an international, and that's international, that means that anyone that's home to anyone wanting to participate in the world, that's a sanctioned event by the Badminton World Federation. So the under 19 will actually be a separate tournament, even though it will be running concurrent to the Caribbean Championship. And then we'll be having the Caribbean Senior Championships and team events, which will be taking place at the same time. So it's going to be pretty much a battle of the Caribbean Championships, and to see if Jamaica can take back the titles and the throne that we used to once hold.
Fresh off a positive showing at the Pan American Games in July, where Jamaica earned gold, silver and bronze medals, Mr. Richards expects the Jamaican contingent to give a good showing.
And we'll be posting a strong contingent in both the seniors and juniors. In the senior division, Gareth Henry, which is Jamaica's number one male player at the moment, he should be up for winning that title, even though he's going to get a lot of strong competition from probably Barbados and Trinidad. In the women's, we have Jardine Henry and we have Ruth Williams. Further down in the juniors, we have Shane and Sean Wilson, which are the Wilson, the dynamic duo from Mandeville, which are definitely going to be down to winning some titles. So this year we'll want to come and stamp our authority again on this region.
Mr. Richards is hopeful that staging the badminton championships on local soil will give the popularity of the sport a shot in the arm, as it has been on the decline in recent years. But as part of plans to recruit more players, the Badminton Association recently launched its Shuttle Time initiative, a training program that aims to help teachers and coaches develop the skills and confidence to deliver safe and fun badminton lessons to children and youth. Shuttle Time is the Badminton World Federation's program to spread badminton in schools, and since 2012 it has been working through its member associations and federations to implement the initiative in schools worldwide.
So that will build what we call the numbers. From the numbers, the increase in numbers, we then now expect to take from that now the more serious players and the people we see with more talent that will come now and come and feed our national program, and then that now will feed our now better players and so coming through.
In the meantime, Mr. Richards and the entire Badminton Association is urging Jamaicans to come out and cheer for the local team during the Caribbean Regional Badminton Championships next week. Bring friends and family and watch as Jamaica seeks to claim the title of Best Badminton Squad in the region. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.